informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ethan.
And Charlie.
With your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, warnings are still in place as Tropical Cyclone Narelle remains at Category 4 as towns soon to be hit are warned, including Arakan and Pomporo. Locals now face both minor and major flooding from heavy rainfall, destructive winds, with Premier David Cristofori now warning about blackouts as an aftermath of the cyclone. Cristofori states, "We are going to experience loss of electricity. It's likely to be significant." He also states that in preparation of the damages and outages, there are Ergon energy crews on standby.
In further local news, a massive Queensland crocodile was transferred to Australia Zoo last November, but an investigation by ABC has raised questions about the conduct of the state's crocodile catchers, including how the decision to capture the culturally significant animal, known as Old Faithful, was made, and whether they followed their own laws. The largest concerns are allegations that the traditional owners of Old Faithful's old grounds, Cape York, were misled and excluded from key decisions affecting culture and country, leading to lawyers from the Environmental Defences Office to consider lodging a human rights complaint. As Rinyuru traditional owner Alin Leol states, "The government treat us like mushrooms. They keep you in the dark and feed you BS." Months after the crocodile's removal, neither Australia Zoo nor the Environmental Department will confirm whether Old Faithful is still alive.
In national news, a regional New South Wales council voted to remove the Aboriginal flag to promote unity. Corora Mayor Cheryl Cook said the proposal was intended to unite the town as a single cohesive community under one sovereign emblem. However, Bangarang Elder Kevin Atkinson says if they want Aboriginal people to respect them and their history, they got to do the same to us. The change was proposed in a document titled Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Protocols, which also proposed not allowing welcome to country ceremonies for council events unless they were approved by the council. A council meeting in Urana on Tuesday morning resulted in a split vote on the topic, with the final councillor, Derek Schoen, suggesting an alternative motion of developing a reconciliation plan alongside Wiradjuri and Bangarang traditional owners, saying that due process has not been undertaken. Public submissions from locals argue that removing the flags could send the wrong message, with almost 700 submissions criticising the idea. The controversial plan for the ban has now been abandoned.
In national news, a damning report into New South Wales's prison system has found programs aimed at reducing reoffending, both in adult and youth prisons, are not effectively supporting Indigenous people. The report, released last week by the New South Wales Auditor General Bola Oyentijuri, found inmates are not effectively linked with services known to reduce reoffending upon their release, with the absence of an effective and culturally appropriate support contributing to a costly cycle of reincarceration. The Auditor General's report also found that none of the Corrections Office-focused programs in adult prisons were co-signed by First Nations people. Sue Higginson, the Greens' justice spokesperson, urges the government to accept all the recommendations from this report, stating that the government's commitment to closing the gap is at best tokenistic, but in reality, non-existent.
Now in international news, with the US lifting oil sanctions off of Russia last week, Scott Bessent, the US Treasury Secretary, said that they are currently discussing lifting the oil sanctions off of Iran. Bessent emphasizing that the current global oil supplies are temporary and that lifting the sanctions would allow access to 140 million barrels, while also using Iranian oil against Iran themselves, which would keep the price down for the next 10 or 14 days. Several countries, including the UK, were against the lifting of sanctions on Russia and how that would impact Ukraine, with UK's Foreign Secretary Yvette Cooper saying Russia and Iran are trying to hijack the global economy.
For the weather for 11 a.m, Brisbane is 27 degrees but feels like 28. We are experiencing showers as well as 19 kilometer winds. It is a 64% humidity with 61% cloud cover. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cats Collective on 4